Let's get back to the Mole Hole with Randy Molman on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Mole Hole, everybody. My name's Randy Molman. Listening on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Tomorrow is the Mizzou football spring game. It's going to be beautiful tomorrow. If you're a Mizzou fan, and look, I hear a lot of, it's Easter weekend. Why would they put it on Easter weekend? That's just dumb. It's Saturday. Easter is, in case you didn't remember, Easter is Sunday. It's a hour and 45-minute drive to Columbia for a beautiful day. It's free admission, I think, to get a glimpse at your Mizzou Tigers. What I don't understand is if you're a Mizzou fan in St. Louis or Kansas City, why you wouldn't go to the spring game.
Well, I don't. Why would I go watch a practice game? I don't want to go watch a practice. It's a practice game. Who cares? So what?
It's a day out. It's a day in the sun. It's a day in beautiful weather. It's a day in Columbia. You kick back. You have a soda. And you watch a little Mizzou football. Shame on you. If you're a Mizzou fan, you get to Columbia. You get there. Go. How dare you? Easter is Sunday, everyone, not Saturday. I want to see a packed house. Alabama gets a packed house. LSU gets a packed house. All right, enough of that. I do want to talk about this Mizzou football team. And look, it's a long way away. Yes, it's a practice. You're not going to glean a ton from watching the Mizzou spring game about what how Mizzou is going to fare this year. That's not the point. For me, anyway. For me, I have to work. So I'll be there. I'll be in the booth, and I'll be handling public address like always. But what I love about the spring game is I get to see some players play, and you get to watch some guys that you don't normally get to watch. Guys second, third, fourth on the depth chart that are going to be playing in the coming years. You get a glimpse of those guys. I remember telling my friends about Coney Ealy back in the day. Watch out for this guy. He's going to be good. He looked real good in the spring game. Watch out for Charles Harris. He's going to be good. By the way, those are guys that were the three-star variety that turned into studs. And Michael Sam. Guys like that. By the way, Coney Ealy's in the NFL. Charles Harris will get drafted. My point is I like to see some of these young guys. It's fun for me. And if you're a Mizzou fan, this is a window possibly into the future. You get to see some of these guys play that don't normally get to play because they're working their way up the depth chart. So let me start with the biggest position battle, which I think is going to be at corner and defensive back in general. First of all, the two safeties. So this is as of March 7th. This was posted by Dave Matter in the STL in STL Today. As of March 7th, the depth chart was the starters at safety are Ronnell Perkins and Cam Hilton. Two St. Louis kids. And you don't know how much I love that. Ronnell Perkins from U City, the redshirt sophomore. Cam Hilton from my hood, Webster Groves. Anthony Sherrills and Thomas Wilson are on the two deep. But the guy I'm watching that they keep talking about is this Kansas State transfer, Caleb Pruitt. And this is at safety, by the way. Caleb Pruitt, 6'1", 210. And Caleb Pruitt is from Blue Springs on the other side of the state. Transferred in from Kansas State, redshirted last year, and they're talking about him playing a lot of nickel. In the nickel package. That's outstanding because the Tigers Apparently, this guy can tackle, and he can cover. He's been making some noise. So I can't wait to see a little bit of that kid. Number 20, Caleb Pruitt. Keep an eye on him. And I cannot wait to watch the corners work, because Mizzou has two starting corners with size. Look at this. DeMarcus Acy at 6'2", 190. Acy from Dallas, Texas. He's a sophomore. He played a little bit last year. 6'2", 190. And Christian Holmes, another sophomore from Atlanta, Georgia. 6'1", 195. I love it. Our corners are going to be young. Mizzou's corners are going to be young. Acy a sophomore. Holmes a sophomore. Logan Cheadle will play a lot. He's a senior, so that'll bring some experience to the table. Finnis Stribling will play. He's a junior. But look at that. Look at the size there at your starting corners as of now. Christian Holmes, DeMarcus Acy. I'm really looking forward to watching them work. Other guys on defense I'm really looking forward to, Nate Howard. Nate Howard from Ladue right here in St. Louis came on at the end of last year, and Nate Howard was a guy a year ago that I thought we should be keeping an eye on. Now that Spencer Williams is transferring, Nate Howard might be the starter on that other end opposite Marcel Frazier, who broke his arm this week, and I doubt he'll play. That's an understatement. He won't play. But we'll get a lot of Nate Howard. We'll get to see redshirt freshman Trey Williams, who's a kind of a guy I'm interested in watching. Trey Williams from Rockbridge, right there in Columbia. Markel Utsi on the inside. He's down on the depth chart from Little Rock, Arkansas. He's just a sophomore. Your starters are pretty set, I think, if they're healthy. Terry Beckner Jr. and A.J. Logan at your defensive tackles. How about A.J. Logan, 6'2", 325. He's a load. But I'm looking forward to seeing Markel Utsi get some time. And here is the guy I'm really looking forward to, because I think he fits in the mold of Charles Harris, Coney Ealy, guys that were late bloomers, had raw athleticism, and Mizzou turned them into great players. They moved him to defensive end, and I can't wait to see him play. To see because they talk about how raw he is, but how athletic and strong and talented he is. And that's Franklin Agbazemir, the kid from Lagos, Nigeria, who started playing football late, and he was in Georgia, and I think he was at Montverde Academy. I think that's in Georgia. Didn't get recruited by a lot of big-time programs because of how late he started playing football, but Mizzou took a chance on him because of his freakish athletic ability and upside. And this might be another one of those kids Mizzou gets that could make a future impact. He's a sophomore, and he's listed third on the defensive end chart, but should get some time in that spring game, and I'm really looking forward to watching him play. I want to watch. There's a host of linebackers after the starters: Terez Hall, Eric Beisel, Brandon Lee's in that mix. Cale Garrett played a lot last year. Joey Burkett played a lot last year. Really interested to watch the linebackers and how they are used this year. Flip it over to offense, and there's really defense is really what I'm really most excited about watching, because the offense is not going to be that much different from last year in terms of personnel. The only guy gone is Sean Culkin that really made any sort of impact. This offensive line is going to be together again. Tyler Howell, Kevin Pendleton, Alec Ablin, Adam Pludre, Paul Adams across the offensive line, left to right. But here's what I'm really looking forward to seeing. Again, I said it before, I like to watch these young guys. I want to see what the future holds. Yasir Durant, the sophomore tackle, 6'7", 330, playing behind Tyler Howell. He's the second string left tackle. I want to see him work a little bit, from Philadelphia. How about Trevor Sims? Man, I've been excited about watching him play. Number 75 is what his jersey number is. From East St. Louis, 6'5", 355. He's your backup right guard. I cannot wait to watch him mash some people on Saturday. And then this freshman, Pompey Coleman, is listed on the two deep behind Paul Adams at right tackle. He's from Indiana. And I'm 6'5", 270. Needs to put on a little weight, it seems. But again, just some of the young guys that I'm really excited about watching. Redshirt freshman Tristan Castillo's in that depth chart as well. And Tristan was the kid from Webb City, that power football powerhouse here, Webb City. Tight end will be a little different. Jason Reese, Albert Okwegbenam, easy for me to say. Okwegbenam, and I hope I'm saying that right. I'll guess I'll figure that out tomorrow, right? From Springfield, Illinois, 6'5", 260, tight end. And Brendan Scales, redshirt freshman. They redshirted Brendan Scales last year. Remember him, the Alabama commit? Reese, Okwegbenam, and Scales are your tight ends. So that's going to be different. That'll be fun. I can't wait to see Brendan Scales in action. I'm looking forward to watching Micah Wilson, the quarterback. I mean, we're going to see Drew Locke all year, right? Jack Lowry's the backup, junior college kid. But Micah Wilson is the redshirt freshman from Tulsa, Oklahoma, 6'3", 215. I'm excited to watch him play. I'm always excited to see Demarie Crockett, Ish Witter, and Nate Strong. But there's a whole list of other running backs on this roster, by the way, that no one's ever heard of. So I'm kind of interested to see, kind of get a glimpse of these guys. I won't go through the list. There's a lot of them. Wide receiver's going to be set. Jamon Moore, Jonathan Johnson, Demetrius Mason all coming back. Emmanuel Hall's back. Ray Wingo's back. Rashad Floyd's back. So's Nate Brown. Everyone forgets about Nate Brown. It'll be good to see him healthy. That is a, by the way, that receiving group, I'm sorry. You could call me a homer all you want. Jamon Moore, Nate Brown, Jonathan Johnson, Demetrius Mason, Emmanuel Hall, and then I want to see more of Ray Wingo, and I want to see more of Justin Smith, the 6'7" kid from Georgia. So, as I said, the spring game for me is exciting. I love to see it because I like to, you get a glimpse of your future. It's not a real game. No, it's a practice. It's a practice game. I get it. I'm not going to watch this game tomorrow and go, Mizzou's going to win 8 games this year. That's not the purpose. For me, the purpose is you get a good look at your quote-unquote starters, and then you get a look at your future, which you don't get to see that often. That's what makes me excited about the spring game. So tomorrow, 1 o'clock kickoff at Faurot Field, Mizzou football spring game. A lot of good young players. We don't know that they're going to be good yet, you assume. But I'm looking forward to seeing some of these young players go. And I'm so excited to be back in Columbia tomorrow, sitting in the booth, handling public address and watching at least a glimpse of Mizzou football. It's exciting. And if you're not doing anything tomorrow, get in your car and drive an hour and 40 minutes to Columbia. Sit back, relax, get a little sun, enjoy the weather, and watch some college football practice. It's fun. It's fun. You're listening to The Mole Hole on 105.7 HD2 FM, 590 The Fan, and InsideSTL.com. When we come back, it's head-scratcher time here in The Mole Hole.